The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It's appropriate to take some time to appreciate the quiet, to appreciate the nobility of the sitting posture. Feel free to make any final adjustments so that the body has a sense of groundedness, being upright, being at ease. Instead of imagining that the meditation is hard work, we bring to mind, we cultivate an appreciative attitude, how nice it is. Really, it's a little miracle that we have these minutes now to be able to put down the world. Whatever it is that needs to be done in our lives. This time, it's okay to put everything down for these minutes. For these minutes, it's okay just to be awake, to be sensitive, to let things be, to let things move, to come and go. So really, the 30-minute sit is a practice, practicing a different relationship to sensuality. Instead of being in the world in terms of getting the pleasant, getting rid of the unpleasant, instead of that, we're in the world sensitive, but allowing sense experience to come and go without any friction. That includes thoughts, as well as sounds and sights and sensations and tastes and smells. And of course, whenever you notice some friction, the mind is feeling dependent, struggling in some way, resistant in some way. Then acknowledging that as some kind of clinging or attachment. And this is what the Buddha means by the danger or the drawbacks of sensuality is the very pervasive habit of the mind getting tight around sense experience, becoming controlling, afraid, greedy, whatever. But the telltale sign is that direct, immediate experience of dukkha. Things are tight, or the mind, the heart is bound up in some way. There's friction. So in other words, the practice is to be intimate, to be right in the middle of this sense world, right in the middle of sensuality. But realizing that there doesn't have to be any friction, any struggle, any weight. So we'll probably go back and forth, moments of noticing the tendency to get tight around some experience, a thought, a sensation, or whatever it might be. And then hopefully also moments, no problems, no resistance, no friction, just the flow of sense experience coming and going, but without the mind reacting or struggling. with what's coming and going. So let's continue for a while now in silence. When you notice that the mind is struggling or that there's mental resistance, even if it's quite subtle, then you might want to acknowledge in your mind this struggling, this resistance, the unpleasantness of this is the drawback of sensuality, that the mind gets entangled, that the mind gets bound up in different ways. This is what the Buddha pointed to as the drawback of living in a sensual realm, a mind that has a deep habit of getting entangled, having opinions about the sense experiences that are coming and going, caught in its preferences, its opinions. And also when there appears to be a real sense of non-friction, non-attachment, ease of well-being, then see if the mind can understand the escape from the danger of sensuality. Like how to be sensitive without the heart being burdened, being caught in any way. So again, the practice is this, realizing the mind's non-dependence on whatever experience is predominant moment by moment. And when the mind is entangled, is tight, or reactive with whatever is being known in the moment, then we see that the burden of that tightness is a drawback of the mind being in the sense realm, experiencing sensuality. The mind doesn't know how to be free. Rather, it knows how to get entangled, how to get tight or reactive to sense experience. And even if you can't realize it in any clear way, try to keep in mind this possibility. Even if you don't know the way, the mind doesn't know the way, keep in mind the possibility of this escape from any stickiness, the mind relating with any stickiness, any grasping whatsoever. How to be sensitive to sounds and sensitive to sights and sensitive to the bodily sensations and sensitive to thought. How to be sensitive without any friction, any grasping, any attachments. Letting things be, letting things come and go. So we're just sitting, contemplating, experiences of the mind independent of sensuality, right in the middle of being a sensitive being, but independent, not pushed around by the sensual, the sense experiences that are coming and going. And we're realizing moments where the mind is pushed around, is reactive, is getting tight, getting entangled. We're just learning from both. So whenever there's any struggling, any suffering, anything that appears to be a personal problem, then it's good to acknowledge, oh, this is one of the dangers of living in a sensual world, that the mind has problems like this. Sense experience isn't the way I want it to be, or it is the way I want it to be and I want it to last. And for the last few minutes, being re-inspired to realize, learn something about the drawbacks of the mind being in the sense world, and learn something about the real escape, the mind escaping, or the mind being free of having any problems here in the sense world. Where is the escape? Where is the freedom? How does it arise? Being free with sensitivity, with sense experience. So we remind ourselves that the practice the Buddha lays out for us is not about controlling or judging ourselves, how we are in this sense world that we inhabit, but rather the practice is to be aware, to be awake, and to learn over and over again about the very real gratification that arises in moments, the very real danger and suffering that arises in moments, and the very real escape that is available here in this world of sensuality. In other words, just to wake up to the way it is, having a sensitive mind, a sensitive heart here in this sense realm.